If you can eat peanuts, you probably never think twice about it, but the severe form of peanut allergies can be deadly. If you're in this category, you have to carry around an adrenaline shot and watch everything you eat.
The other day, I had a patient react to a shish kebab. The sauce used in the marinade had peanuts in them.
Dr. Jim Baker, an allergy doctor from Portland, has made a specialty out of peanut allergies, and he's making waves in his profession by giving patients an experimental treatment that just a few doctors are willing to try. It was debated at a conference this weekend. It's similar to the treatment for hay fever, called immunotherapy, where you get shots of the thing that you're allergic to and build up a tolerance. The shots have never worked for food allergies, and trying them can be deadly. Baker learned some colleagues in Texas were succeeding with a different version that you swallow.
So I started very, very slowly. I was very lucky in that a number of my initial patients all came from physician families.
With a physician at home, any bad reaction could be caught instantly. The oral treatment is rigid, requiring 2 doses a day at a precise hour every day. Since he started 3 years ago, he's treated more than 80 patients. He had to stop it for some, but many can now eat peanuts. In fact, they have to keep eating peanuts every day or it'll wear off. Dr. Steve Tillis of Seattle argues it's still too risky.
And I don't want to be prescribing something and keeping my fingers crossed that it does what I expect it to do in everyone, whereas maybe 1 out of 50 or 1 out of 100 has a horrible reaction.
It's like going on a Boeing test flight of a brand new jet, he says. It probably flies just fine, but most of us should wait until after formal testing before we're passengers. Allergy doctors expect such testing will happen in the next 5 years or so, and most doctors are asking people with peanut allergies to wait. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.